CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
There's a young lady who's second to none for being pretty and singing pretty. Miss Loretta Lynn.
He puts it in a garbage can, and that's what you look like. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind, and don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind.
Morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny Show. This here's your old host with the most, country western music, Johnny Whitlock. For next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to the life and the memories of none other than Miss Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the old hills of Butcher Holler as we pay tribute to one time reigning queen of country music. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Able for two.
Way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floors. There's nothing lives here anymore except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to welcome you all into this weekend's program as I celebrate the legendary coal miner's daughter, Miss Loretta Lynn, who is among the greatest female country trailblazers in country music history. With that shared, Loretta was born, Loretta Webb, to a coal mining family in Butcher Holler, Kentucky. She was born on April 14th, 1932, which means she would have celebrated her 94th birthday this week, and Sally passed away at the age of 90 on October 4th, 2022. She would marry Doolittle Lynn at the age of 13, go on to have several children, and also become a grandmother by the age of 34. Among other things, she is a country music Hall of Famer and a true trailblazer to female country music singers. With that, let's open up today's program with none other than a tribute song to the ladies of country music, sung by Lisa Brokop, called Who's Gonna Fill Their Heels? And then we'll follow with the coal miner's daughter herself, yes, Miss Loretta Lynn herself, and her signature song called Coal Miner's Daughter. With that, welcome in, friends, to this weekend's edition of the Way Back with Johnny Show. Morning, everybody out there in radio world.
This old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them, those legendary ladies who weren't afraid to chase the down-home dreams. No, there'll never be another coal miner's daughter or Mother Maybelle singing with her family. The honky-tonk angel, her courage is what made her. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their heels. Who's gonna fill their heels? Who's gonna be that strong? Who's gonna Much too soon she told this world goodbye. The rhinestones lace and denim, the mandrel girls and Dolly, and I'll always love you. It still makes me cry.
You know the heart of country music still sweet mama, in the ache inside your voice as you sang Stand By Your Man. Emmy Lou, June and Dottie, I can feel them right here with me on the stage where I sing out for them tonight.
But in the winter time, we'd all give.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program where I like to pay tribute to some special dedications as we open up today's program. With that mentioned, let's begin with the legendary Wilburn Brothers, who were one of the first teams in country music history to ever pay attention to Loretta Lynn. However, much has been said over the years, including their feud over the years. But it's going to be a song by Teddy and Doyle going out to Mama Dawn today, and it's going to be Mama, I'm Coming Home. Then we'll follow with a song going out to a very special lady friend of mine, and you know who you are, so it's going to be Miss Loretta Lynn herself, and a song called Looking at Country. And then we'll follow this with an all-time classic by Miss Patsy Cline, one of Loretta's greatest friends in the music business. It'll be a song by Miss Patsy Cline called A Closer Walk with Thee. And with that mention, it's going out to my good friend Willie LaPointe of Verona, Ontario, who we call the Mayor of Verona. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
I'm coming home, Mama. It won't be long. I'm coming home, Mama. I'll soon be home. I got a letter from Mama today. It brought tears to my eyes. She said the fields have turned to clay and the well is a-going dry. She didn't say, but I could tell, they need me bad, I know. I've got a feeling that Papa's not well, so I think I'll just pack up and go. I'm coming home, Mama. It won't be long. I'm coming home, Mama. I'll soon be home. I got a.
Now don't worry, Mama. From Mama to everything's gonna be all right.
It brought tears.
I drew what way I could today, and I'm coming home tonight. I'd been home before now. I'd known things were bad. And if the good Lord's willing, Mama, I'll soon be there to help you and Dad.
But I could tell.
Well, this old freight train's pulling out now, Mama. So I'll just mail this letter on.
I've got a feeling.
You tell Dad to keep his chin up. Cause his boy's coming home.
I'm coming home, Mama. It won't be long. I'm coming home, Mama. I'll soon be home.
To find her a good old slow talking country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be, and I hope you're liking what you see. Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn. Shovel fit your hands. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country. Yes, your country is a little green, and there's a lot of country that you ain't seen. I'll show you around if you'll show me a wedding. Don't know where it's at. If you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
I love running barefooted through the oak corn fields, and I love that country hand. Well, you say I'm a maid just to fit your plans, but does the barnyard shovel fit your hands? If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
But thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to my plea.
Just a closer walk.
Daily walking close to thee. Let it be.
Just a closer walk.
Dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore.
Just
a closer
walk.
Walk with
just
thee.
Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Just Jesus is my
just
plea.
Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk.
Just
a closer walk.
Just
a closer walk.
Close to
just
thee.
Just a closer walk. Closer walk with thee.
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program where I'd like to send us into the Ottawa Valley, the valley I call our second home here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. With that mentioned, let's get a song on for my good friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret, in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a classic by the legendary Ralph Carlson and one of his classics called Dawson Legat. We'll then follow with a song for Vic and Linda May Garbett out there in Iron Prairie, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic does his weekly Sunday evening show, 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage. And they're going to hear a classic by none other than the songwriter Freddie Dixon and a song called Little Railroad Town. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, this time by our good friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario and Border Bluegrass, and an all-time classic called Right Left Hand This Time. With that, we will say good day to all the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
He hung his old saddle up high in the barn. and made her a promise. His cowboy was done. Said I won them big buckles, done all I could do. Now I'm ready to spend my last years here with you. Said we'll break out them flatlands and thin cloud for years. We'll plant wheat and white oats, they'll do well up here. I'll buy us some ballies to run the hills. I'll break out some bad ones to help pay the bills. Cause the winters get long up Alberta way. The clouds get so dark at times there's no light of day. And the long nights get lonely and cold while she waits. And she dreams of a cowboy named Dawson the Gate. Well, he made it just fine till the harvest was done. Then his feet started itching, he wanted to run. He quietly entered the Calgary Stampede. And the first that he took just put wings on his feet. And she cried when he showed her the money he'd won. She knew by the first light of day he'd be gone. But he promised he'd quit when the season was through. He'd be home to plant wheat for winter winds blew. Cause the winters get long up Alberta way. The clouds get so dark at times there's no light of day. And the long nights get lonely and cold while she waits. And she dreams of a cowboy named Dawson the Gate. Well, the summer went fast, he was riding them all. And he placed high at Cheyenne, won a first at Sioux Falls. He was sending home money, his intentions were good. But the life of a cowboy don't go like it should. Cause he drawed him a bad one at Frisco that fall. A mean one to ride was a shoe-fighting horse. On the first jump he stumbled, fell as he rolled. As his neck snapped like straw, Dawson's body grew cold. Now the bad weeds have taken the flatlands again. And there's a few strands of wire where the fences have been. And them baldies are starving in the hills where they graze. While she's rocking the first son of Dawson the Gate. And the winters get long up Alberta way. The clouds get so dark at times there's no light of day. And the long nights get lonely and cold while she waits. And she dreams of a cowboy named Dawson the Gate. She still dreams of a cowboy named Dawson the Gate.
There's a little railroad town nestled in the valley. A little town we know as our Smith Falls. Most all the men who work here are working for the railroad, working for that good old CPR. And that ribbon of steel that stretches across our nation, tying towns and cities into one. But the pride of the railroader is written on his face as he tells you about the old engines too. About their clickety-clack along the railroad track, smoke, steam, and whistles too. Long before the diesels they came through, and how the section men they made it all come true. They were
if Falls was a beggar and the lifeblood of the people was the railway. Now a railroad, it built railroads, but in Smith Falls it built people. Ask any railroader and he'll tell you. Now that ribbon of steel, it stretches across our nation, tying towns and cities into one. But the pride of a railroader is written on his face as he tells you about the old engines too. About their clickety-clack along the railroad tracks, smoke, steam, and whistles too, long before the diesels they came through. And how the section men, they made it all come true. There were many railroad towns, but Smith Falls was the bigger, and the lifeblood of the people was the railway. Now a railroad, it builds railroads, but in Smith Falls it built people. Ask any railroader and he'll tell you. Now that ribbon of steel, it stretches across our nation, tying towns and cities into one. But the pride of a railroader is written on his face as he tells you about the old engines too. About their clickety-clack along the railroad tracks, smoke, steam, and whistles too, long before the diesels they came through. And how the section men, they made it all come true.
I shed a million tears down through the years, searching for that special one. And the vows I made before were all forevermore, but no matter how I tried, they came undone. Then the good Lord finally gave me the true love of a lady, one I know will never leave. And she lets me know each day that love is here to stay. And I finally found someone I can believe. I put a golden band on the right left hand this time, and the right left hand put her golden band on mine. When her hair is snowy white, I'll still believe I'm right. I put a golden band on the right left hand this time. To plead for the love that my heart needs, she'll be close enough to touch. And when the nights are dark and cold, she'll be there to hold, all dressed up for put a golden band on the right left hand this time, and the right left hand put a golden band on mine. When her hair is snowy white, I still believe I'm right. I put a golden band on the right left hand this time. I put a golden band on the right left hand this time.
Born beside that river.
Listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program where I like to pay tribute to a bygone interview from days gone by. With that mentioned, this being a tribute to Miss Coal Miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn, I had a dream of both meeting and interviewing Loretta Lynn. However, that was never to be. But I would like to share an interview with Ralph Emery from the Ralph Emery's Memories Collection. And with that mentioned, let's share this first part of a three-part interview that I've edited back a bit between Ralph Emery and Miss Loretta Lynn. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time first recording by Miss Loretta called Blue Kentucky Girl, which is also, as mentioned, from 1960 and was the first record that Loretta ever recorded. With that, let's turn back the years to the golden era of country music and remember this all-time interview. Here we go, friends. Now here's Ralph and Loretta once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Loretta Lynn.
Hello, baby.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a seat. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm great. I have had more fun researching your life.
Really?
Boy, you've been everywhere with everybody and done everything, haven't you?
You did it again. Well, I've been quite a few places, but I haven't done anything with everybody.
I noticed you've sung with everybody from Ernest Tubb, Conway Twitty, to Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, and Dean Martin. Dean Martin or Frank, neither one would not practice. They told me, said, now when you come out on Dean's show, this is the way you walk. Now when you walk this way, he's not going to know which way you're going to take him, so nudge him. They wanted me setting Dean's up. They had this whole thing rigged up where when I got through doing my song while me and him together, he slung me around and twirled me, and I sat in his lap. And I said, this ain't going to happen. And they said, well, yeah, this is the way that the show's rolled out. This has to happen. I said, my mommy taught me to never sit in no man's lap. And I never seen my mommy sit in my daddy's lap. I am not going to sit in Dean Martin's lap. So they had to rewrite the show. So the next morning when I went to practice, my room was so full of flowers, a green, like them things right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were full, and I couldn't get in my dressing room. So I walked out of my dressing room, and there was a little tiny short man standing there, and I said, do you believe that somebody sent me so many flowers I can't get in my room to dress? He said, are you the little girl that won't sit in Dino's lap? And I said, I'm her. He said, well, I own the show. And I've never been down here to see a show, but I'd like to say one thing. All the millions of women that wants to sit in his lap, I had to come and see the one that would not. And I just said, you're looking at it.
That's funny.
Loretta, when you were on the David Frost show, apparently you did something very controversial because you got a lot of people down on your neck, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. After that, though, I smartened up.
How's that?
Well, I started telling jokes instead of telling the truth.
Why did people get down on you?
Well, see, I've always kind of believed in, how do you call it, psychic.
Psychic phenomenon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And reincarnation, stuff like this. And I don't know how David got a hold of it, but he asked me about it. And I told him. And I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of letters. You wouldn't believe the mail I got telling me that I wasn't right and, you know, where I was going. And so...
They predicted that you were going to the bad place, didn't
you? Yeah. Hmm. So I had to write back and tell them that...
Did you write back to these people?
Yes.
Have your secretary do this?
No. Most of the ones that really got really upset about it, I took care of it.
You wrote them a personal letter?
Yeah, I told them that there ain't no place in the Bible says there is or there ain't no reincarnation. And if you believe in God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and live right and live by the Bible and do what God says do, why not go to heaven? Mm. And then I explained to them that the grass dies in the wintertime, comes back in the summer. The leaves fall in the winter, comes back in the summer, just like anything else.
Have you always believed in reincarnation?
Well, see, I didn't know that much about it till about 5 or 6 years ago. And then I started studying on it a lot. And I have had a lot of experiences with it, or I wouldn't have believed in it.
First time I ever went down, I'd never went to an inside bathroom, you know. I never seen one. So I really had to go. And so they took me to the bus stop to go to the bathroom, So I went into the bathroom, and when you sit down on that toilet, it starts flushing just as you sit down on that thing. I jumped up off that thing, and I had a trail from the toilet all the way out of the bus. Dude said, "What happened?" I said, "That thing was going to suck me down in it." No way, it scared me to death.
Have
you ever seen one of them
things?
Yes,
I have.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about,
then. Yes, I do. Was that in Paintsville?
Have you all ever seen one? That was in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Okay.
At the bus stop.
How old were you when you and Dew got married?
13. I was almost 14, just about. So close to it, we'll say 14.
When you got married, did you know anything about sex?
Now, you got to be kidding me.
No.
You really do have to be kidding me.
No. I saw the movie.
I didn't know nothing about a boy, let alone sex. The only thing I'd ever done was be throw a little note across the room to... It was my first cousin. It was Bobby Ray Webb, and I got struck on him. I'd say violets are red. Violets are blue.
Roses are red.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Angels in heaven. No, I love you. Cross the schoolhouse and go. And then I get whipped for it, you know.
Where did you think babies came from?
Well, don't ask me. Daddy always said he picked up a cabbage leaf and found me. when I was pregnant with my first kid, I was getting a little fat, but I never thought a thing about it. And Dew said, "Loretta, I think you should," he called me Loretta. He said, "I think you ought to go to the doctor because you're getting fat." And I thought, well, big deal. I've seen a lot of fat people. But he said, "Well, I think you ought to go to the doctor." So I went to Dr. Turner, and he's in the hospital right now, bless his heart. Dr. Turner said I was pregnant. He put me up on this table and stuck my feet in these daggone stirrups. Now, you ladies know what I'm talking about. Stuck this sheet over me, and I just covered my head up with it. My whole bottom end was sticking out, though. But, you know, I didn't want him to see my face.
Right.
So I didn't want him to see no part of me, but what could I do? And he said, "You're pregnant." And I said, "Well, what's that?" And he said, "You're going to have a baby." And I said, "There ain't no way I can have a baby." He said, "Well, you got married, Loretta." And I said, "Yeah, but there ain't no way I can have a baby." He said, "Don't you sleep with Doolittle?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You're going to have a baby." And I was about 4.5 months pregnant.
Why did you and Dew move to Washington?
His father had moved him out there.
Okay.
And when he come out of the Army, his family had split up, his mom and dad, and his daddy was still out there, and his mom and the kids lived in Kentucky.
Did you start singing at about the same time?
Oh, I was humming and yodeling and carrying on. Not really yodeling, I never could yodel, but just singing ever since I've been a little tiny thing, but never sang in front of nobody.
That was hard for you the first time, wasn't it?
Like to died. I would start getting a migraine headache on Thursday. And Dew got me this job.
Dew got you a job singing in a nightclub?
I got $5 for singing. And I would get a migraine headache on Thursday and wouldn't get over it till I'd be getting over it on Tuesday. And starting back again on Thursday, I'd get it again, you know.
The first time you went out there and sang.
Oh, my God.
What'd you sing?
There he goes.
That's the one song
He's walking away. I learned that from Webb Pierce.
Now, in the movie, you sang two songs that first night. Is that true?
That first night, let's see.
The first night you went on stage in that nightclub.
Yes, because Dude took me over to these guys' house that had this little place that they were working. And they had told Dude that, we can't let her get up and sing. It was a little dance hall. We can't let her get up and sing. We don't do things like that. But if she's any count, bring her over on Wednesday night. We might listen to her. Well, on Wednesday night, they filmed a little, or didn't film, but they taped a little radio show that played on Saturday in Bellingham, Washington. They were the Penn Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be hearing this. They know. So they were called the Westerners, and there was four of them. And I walked in, I'd learned that song out of a songbook, and I'd heard Webb Pierce sing it. So when I walked in, we knocked on a door. They looked like they were so shocked, and I was so upset and embarrassed that when I walked on in, they said, "What do you want to sing?" And I said, "There he goes." They said, "What key?" And I said, "I don't know." They hit A, and I just hung on. And they said, "All right, we're going to put you on our radio show." And the next morning at 7, Dew had just left for work that morning. They got there just right as he left the next morning and hired me to sing with them on a Saturday night. And they gave me $5, and I bought me a felt hat, Acme boots, $14, and I got me a, they're in my museum down at my house, and I got me a black skirt with white fringe on it, and a black shirt with big old red roses.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy set out to see the world. Remember,
bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Hey,
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, following that interview with our legendary friends, Ralph Emery and Miss Loretta Lynn, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. It is that time in the program once again to turn back the years to the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. First of all, I would like to remember a timeless classic from the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. And with that mentioned, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's once again turn back the years to the golden era of Miss Loretta Lynn's longtime career. An all-time classic from 1971 that is called Once on the Way. To me, this is one of my all-time favorites that Loretta recorded. However, it was very biographical to her life, but it was actually one that she didn't write herself. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to a song that Shel Silverstein wrote and Miss Loretta recorded called Once on the Way. So here now is the legendary voice of Coal Miner's Daughter, yes, Miss Loretta Lynn once again.
They say to have her hair done, Liz flies all the way to France, and Jackie's seen in a discotheque doing a brand new dance. And the White House social season should be glittering and gay, but here in Topeka the rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-dripping, and the kids are a-ballin'. One of them a-toddlin' and one is a-crawlin', and one's on the way. $1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act, while the TV's showing newlyweds a real fun game to play. But here in Topeka the screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over, and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing, and one's on the way. Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey. The doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be the girl. They all march for women's lib, and better homes and gardens show the modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka the flies are a-buzzing, the dog is a-barking, and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a-spanking and one needs a-hugging, Lord. One's on the way. Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to send us into the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, let's send us out of the first hour with none other than a few classic gospel favorites. First, we'll hear from the singing ranger Hank Snow and his version of Lord, It's Me Again. We'll then follow with another all-time timeless gospel favorite, this time by the legendary Happy Goodman family, led up by Howard and Vessel Goodman, and God Walks the Dark Hill. Hills, and then we'll send us into the Fairy Top of the second hour with none other than, yes, Miss Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter once again. And it'll be a song called If God Is Dead, Who Is This In My Soul? With that, we'll talk to you on the other side of the second hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Lord, it's me again in trouble. I ask so much of you. I know I'm so unworthy. Your love I can't hold to. There's heartaches all around me. Please show me what to do. It's me again. I'm always needing you. Lord, it's me again. I'm always needing you. I'd never make it by myself, no matter what I do. You have the keys to open doors and let all through. Lord, it's me again. I'm always needing you.
I need you.
Lord, it seemed just for a moment your hand had slipped from mine. I knew I had to find you, as I have so many times. You here before we call you. I'm so glad that you do. It's me again. I'm always. Open doors and let me pass on through.
He puts flowers on the hills. Your cup he gladly fills. How can you turn around and say God is dead? But when you shelter from life's stormy weather, gives us love to keep us together. When life gets like a ship on a raging sea, and when the stage of life grows cold, somebody helps us play our role. If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul? If my soul had windows, I'd leave them open so the world could see the ugly scars upon those hands that bled. The toll was paid on Golgotha's hill. If God is dead,
if God is dead,
who's this living in my soul? If God is dead,